way.
Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor Soko Sibiya, who joins you every time this morning to talk to you about all good things coming from the African continent. Soko, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show once again.
Good morning, Abongile and your listeners.
And talking about good things coming from our lovely continent, Soko, the future of African cinema. What are we talking about here?
So in Burkina Faso this weekend was the festival of African film, which is called FESPACHO, and it was celebrating its 50th anniversary. So for the past 50 years, African curators of film have been gathering just to bring our movies, our stories onto the map. You know, it's not as sung about as at the film festivals, if you think of Cannes, for example, but it's just as important because this is where, you know, our stories get told by our people the right way. But what's happening as well is that people are finding that more and more, you know, as things go by, people aren't going to the cinema as often as they used to. And you find now that, you know, we need to think outside of the box. And outside of the box means actually putting those short films or those films that they have produced onto the small box, which is the television. So if you think of streaming live services like Netflix, Showmax, this is where African talents can get to actually air the films, and this is where we will now start consuming, because there's this whole wave of the Netflix and chill vibe. So people are now, you know, you have to always think about what are people doing, how can they consume your content, instead of saying that you know, cinema is going down. You need to now start thinking outside of the box. How do you get the audience back into seats in cinema houses, for example? And you're finding that more and more people maybe don't even like these huge cinema houses, but small, quaint, you know, more bespoke type of vibes where you can watch old movies, where you have, you know, certain themes with those movies. And they're finding that these are popping up. So as movie houses go down or decline, you're finding that now you're getting smaller cinema areas where, you know, it's for a niche market, for people who really are into cinema and theater. And what producers and directors are saying that instead of stopping, we need to now, you know, actually do more in terms of the films that we tell, because now there's more eyes in terms of television sets, for example.
Ah, it's absolutely fantastic, as long as we are growing, Soko. Anyway, Soko, thank you once again for joining us on the show this morning. We chat again tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Soko Sibiya, editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.